Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny, brought to you by Flooring Surfaces, where the world is at your feet. Johnny's in Houston. It's not snowing there, Johnny.
No, it's fine. It's cool, though. Cooler in Houston, but no snow.
Mike Ditka, smartly, intelligently, in Naples, Florida. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
All right, the net sounds. All the snow.
To increase my workload.
Yep.
So it's not spring break. If it was sand, it'd be all right. 70 degrees and sand, that'd be spring break.
Yeah, that's right. It's not spring break. Well, Johnny, you know, what the heck? We've had a great winter. The last couple of them, we finally get hit with one.
Wow, that's a dumped some snow last night, huh, Stevie J?
Well, it did. It was pretty good.
During the Illinois-Miami basketball.
Well, yeah. And you were there for the Colorado game Friday. What's it like in the building, Johnny? Electric?
It was great, I think so. Of course, there's a lot of different teams, so that sometimes the energy level drops because you got teams from 8 different places there, so there's not any concentration of fans, but a lot of fun, and it builds, too. So it's good watching that team beat Colorado, and frankly, did everything except win the game last night, Stevie.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you, it's fun. Illinois came close, and we had our opportunities. There is no question. Just got to make baskets, I guess.
Well, I watched it. I thought they played a great game. I just don't, like you say, it's a little bit too little too late. I mean, it's all it was, but they have nothing to be embarrassed about. I think they carried themselves very well in the tournament.
I'll tell you, they really did play Miami all the way across. You just they count baskets, nothing else.
Yeah.
I think we out-rebound them and everything else, but it's fun. You got your Gulf Coast, Florida, Steve. So
well, I tell you, speaking of which, I mean, I don't know how you don't just love that Florida Gulf Coast.
Okay.
I mean, it's just crazy how fun it is to watch this team. They're long. They're athletic. It's the second year they've even been eligible to be in this tournament, Mike, but it's an example of what can happen in this thing. But Florida Gulf Coast Eagles, really?
Well, you know, they were saying some of the teams they lost to, and it was unbelievable. And then they did beat Miami. But when you watch these guys play, I think it's evident you can see they're good players. They're very confident right now. They feel they can beat anybody. They really do. So in saying all that, I don't know. You know, they play Wichita State, I believe, don't they?
Yep.
Well, and I think
Mike, they play Florida. That's a problem. They play.
Oh, Florida. Okay, that's right. I don't think Florida's. Listen. If the right things happen, if those three pointers go down, anything can happen.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's wide open still, Steve. But you got 3 of the 1 picks in, and Miami made it in. But you got a good showing with the Big Ten. It's a fun tournament, like you say, Steve. It's always fun in March.
Well, there's just not much margin. I mean, the Illini had great looks last night. The kid, Larkin, we're up 1. He has a step back 3 ball, and with a minute to play, great shot. I mean, wow, you don't make that, we might win that game. It's just one shot here, one banks off and goes in. I mean, it's just like golf, very small margin.
It's tough, man. I tell you, coaching's tough. I'm like,
you know, I played college basketball, and what I played is nothing, it doesn't even resemble what these guys do. These guys are amazing. They're great athletes. I mean, some of the shots that were made, some of the tip-ins, some of the rebound, and the way they're hustling for the ball. The only thing I didn't like, I think the officiating is at best average.
Well, I think you're right. We certainly got a bad call at the end of Miami.
Absolutely terrible call.
But, that's part of it. One thing I tell you, Stevie, that Mike taught me is that's something you can't control, and it's
nope.
Just part of it. So,
well, what was the, I don't know which NFL film it was, and it shows Mike Ditka said when it goes bad, it really goes bad.
Well, I mean, things just, but, you know, that's just part of the game. And like you say, Steve, you get one to go here, and the other guy misses, and it's a whole different outcome. But will that team make it back in town today, Steve?
I think they'll make it back in town today. Last night was a no-go, but I know today they're plowing everything. It's just one of those Midwestern blows that go. It just happened. We haven't had one of these in 3 years, and it's just they'll come back in today. And again, I you know, a great effort. It was there. People felt good about the effort. It was so winnable. That's what's so hard.
Right.
So winnable. And who knows? You get on a roll, Mike. It's usually the hot team anyway. You take the good hot team. Somebody got in Oregon's kitchen. because they're not happy. They were 12, and they've just blown through two opponents. And they're right there, 13 LaSalle from Philadelphia. They're pretty excited. They've won three games.
Yeah, they were a play-in team,
yeah.
And they're in the Sweet 16.
Unbelievable. So lots of fun in this thing, and we're all enjoying the NCAA tournament as it continues with the Sweet 16 games coming up this week. All right, I want to play this clip. It was from Bill O'Reilly the other night, and it's a quote from Nancy Pelosi. And, guys, I just want you to hear this. I think this is an example of, boy, don't say anything politically incorrect, and maybe don't comment when you don't know what you're talking about.
Finally, tell me the factor tip of the day. It's a very personal one. It's simply my advice to Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. Let me put this in letter form. Dear Ms. Pelosi, when the press asks you a question that you don't have any idea about, just say that. Say you don't know. Don't do what you did yesterday when asked about college basketball.
I have a lot of allegiances to many of those schools, and I just I don't even want anybody to lose. I'm just rooting for everybody, especially the players. I want them all to succeed, whatever team they're on. That's I'm crazy. March mad. I'm addicted to basketball. I mean, all sports, but college basketball, very exciting.
P.S., Congresswoman, it's not March mad. It's March madness. Factor tip of the day, stop the madness. If you don't know anything, just say I don't know.
One more time.
I have a lot of allegiances to many of those schools, and I just want, I don't even want anybody to lose. I'm just rooting for everybody, especially the players. I want them all to succeed, whatever team they're on. That's I'm crazy. March mad. I'm addicted to basketball. I mean, all sports.
All sports, basketball, March mad. Wow, that is a politically correct statement, Mike.
Well, you know, I except for the saying March mad, I didn't find anything offensive about it because I think you do root for a lot of teams and a lot of players, and I think the competition is what makes it so great. I mean, expectations, I mean, can you tell me that Florida Gulf Coast had any expectations?
No.
Well, they did. Evidently, they did.
Yeah.
Nobody else had
right.
it. You know, that's the only difference. So, but, I mean, I didn't find that too offensive.
I'm well, I think the point
March madness or March mad, what's the difference?
Yeah. The point O'Reilly was making is she probably doesn't know a whole lot about any basketball, but
well,
you know,
I don't care if she doesn't know about basketball.
When you're at that level, you just start talking and you expect that you're going to come up with something that is going to get you by, and you move on.
But just the fact that she says I'm crazy about basketball, all sports, because you just politically I like hockey. I mean, come on, just.
Well, that's all right.
I wish you'd do something about politics.
Yeah, that's right.
And how to govern and how to lead,
yeah.
How to represent.
Yeah.
That's what I wish she knew, and I know she knows nothing about that.
Yeah. Well, Rand Paul was on, and I want you to get your comments on this. He was on with Chris Wallace on Fox yesterday. Some interesting comments from Rand Paul.
I mean, your budget, which would balance the budget, your plan would balance the budget in 5 years, Paul Ryan's, which has come under attack for balancing it in 10 years, you've introduced it three consecutive years in the Senate. The most votes you ever got was this weekend when you got 18 of 100 senators. I mean, isn't that out of the mainstream?
Well, the thing is I think the legislature is about 10 years behind the public. For example, I've introduced amendments to quit sending money to Egypt and build bridges here in the United States instead of in Egypt. I'll bet you 90% of the American people agree with me, but 80% of my senators disagree with me. So I would argue the Senate is not up to date with what the people really want.
Senator Paul, I'm going to have to leave it there.
That's Chris Walsh, Rand Paul. Johnny, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, me too. And I think he's right. I mean, I don't know that the Senate, once they're in, I really don't think they care what the American people want. They're doing something else. And, well, I think the American people generally don't want to spend as much money over what we're giving them than they've been doing. I think that's a 90% deal, and they can't even pass a budget. They just did, but it's got no deficit reduction, I don't think, Steve. Not in the one that the Senate did pass.
Well, they finally said we're not going to balance a budget. That's it.
Just said we're not doing it. So, and balancing the budget in 5 years is extreme now. So, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, see what happens. So I don't know if it's going to work, Mike, but what's what we're going to do?
Well, you know, it's not too complicated. I mean, I don't understand why we give money to any country. You can't buy friendship. You can't buy support. You can't buy loyalty. And you give money to these countries who are actually our enemies to a great degree.
Well, and the other side of that
I just don't understand. I'm sorry.
We could use some money for some of the infrastructure here. The bridges could use some of that money. There's no doubt about it. We could certainly use the work here in America. So that does make a lot of sense.
I mean, but is it money to help them, or is it money to keep them from acting like a spoiled child and getting mad and blowing things up? I mean, I'm confused.
Well, I don't know what, I guess you could say there's a difference, except that we don't have any money. I don't know, we're handing money out to them, and they're closing airports and no White House tours here.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm just going to have
to
flag.
I don't get it. Yeah.
And if you think 90% of American people wouldn't think we have to first take care of America, then I think you're wrong on that, too.
Well, I'll give you one better than that. 99% of the people in America don't want to take a White House tour.
So maybe that wasn't a bad cut.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5, the new Sunday 95.3. We're right back after this message.
The world at your feet. Take a look around and you will see.
Locally owned doesn't mean little ideas. At Flooring Surfaces, we think big. That means a huge inventory of ceramic and porcelain tiles imported from around the world right here to Champaign. It means hardwood made to our high standards, offered at factory direct prices. And it means a big, beautiful showroom filled with the latest trends and fashions in flooring. Flooring Surfaces can help you change one room or the whole house with free design assistance, free measure service, and experienced staff and financing options available. We are a local company offering global fashions and a commitment to quality. See what Flooring Surfaces can offer you today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
Back with Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. Always a pleasure Mondays and Fridays. The Supreme Court takes up gay marriage. Johnny, that's a very controversial issue right now, and I think people are, you know, The American public has gone from 32% to 49%, but you know, what's the Supreme Court going to say about gay marriage?
Well, I don't even know what exact question they're being asked, which is how the Fouts framed the lawsuit. I guess it's using the word marriage or having a civil union or what it is, but I don't know. I'm a little bit jaded, Mike, about what the Supreme Court's going to say. I think it's a good process.
Wow.
And what are they going to say? Oh, we're just going to have to find out when they come out and say it, because I don't know.
Yeah, because Hillary Clinton came out last week and said, okay, now she was against it, now she's for it. Barack Obama was against it, then for it, then against it, then for it. So you've got a lot of people going back and forth on this one.
It's not a real issue with me. Building the bridges and making them a little better is probably more important in my mind, as far as I'm concerned, my own personal concerns.
Yeah. There's a lot of.
I'm not sure I understand it. I mean, what is it about the legalization or what is it?
Yeah, apparently, you know.
But anybody can marry anybody right now, right?
A
guy can marry a guy.
There are stipulations regarding work rights and some of the benefits you're entitled to and all these. Civil unions are one thing. If you're married, I think you're entitled to more.
Oh, I see.
Of those benefits and some such things. And I think, you know, those of us that look at the Bible and say, you know, I'm not sure that's what God intended to have that kind of a union.
Absolutely.
But you've got the country that apparently is kind of 50-50 on this thing now. So.
Well, and it's just, a benefit thing. I think it's been it's just been one of those red herring type of issues that always gets brought up in a political race.
Yeah.
And it seems to be one of the interesting litmus tests for your candidate, whichever side you're on.
No, that's right.
I don't know where that comes from.
Even if you're running for mayor of a town, people ask you. You can't do anything about that, right?
I guess to find out what side of the fence you're on to kind of start to categorize a candidate. And it also divides us a little bit. It's a good divisive topic. It's like abortion, a good divisive topic, and it just starts us out down that track, and the rest is history. I mean, so that means you're on one side or the other. That means you don't know anything about anything else, or if you're pick your side, yep, and then start blasting the other side. Right. And those are great divisive issues because they're about 50-50.
Yep.
Perfect.
All right, let's talk about Tiger Woods, Mike. Here's a guy, obviously, made some bad decisions, made some bad choices a number of years ago. Now he slipped all the way to, he was on the number one in pro golf for 500 weeks or whatever it was. He slipped all the way to 58th. He disappeared. He did this. He did that. If he can close out today, because Bay Hill got put off till today because of the weather, he'll be the number one golfer again. We're about second chances, I guess, in America, aren't we?
Well, you know, I think everybody makes mistakes. And did Tiger make mistakes? Yeah, I'm sure he did. And he'd be the first one to say that he did if he could. You can't undo those things. All you got to do is overcome them. And I think he's overcoming them. I think, and I said it 100 times with you guys, when Tiger wins, it's good for golf. Whether you like him or you don't, I'm sorry. I mean, it really is. There's more interest, more people watching. It's better for TV ratings. So, and I tell you what, the guy is a magnificent player. And it looks to me right now, just from what I've seen, he seems to got that putting stroke back pretty well.
Steve Stricker. Well, the other thing, yeah, too, Mike, and you can vouch for this, your measure might be taken not so much in how many times you get knocked down or make a mistake,
yep, but
exactly
right,
can you come back from that?
Right, right.
What do you do next? How do you move forward? Because we all have ups and downs. Yep. And can you?
Well, I think that, you know, he's in the limelight, and maybe something you got to be a little more careful about the way you do things or what you do. But if 99% of the people in the country did what he did, nothing would have been said. Let's face it.
Well, Mike, what is it? Not very many people, and you're in this category, Mike Ditka. There's not very many people. When you walk somewhere into a place, everybody knows who you are. What is that like?
Well, I think most people really are nice. I did a deal with Coach Shula the other day, and it was terrific, a wine deal. Then I did a cigar deal the other day down here in Naples, and I'm amazed. You know, I consider Naples like a sleepy little town, but it's not. I mean, there's people here from all over the United States, and people have been genuinely nice. I have to say that, really. I really do. And if I did, I wouldn't care about it. I mean, that's their business. They can be any way they want to be. It's not going to bother me. I know who I am and what I am, so that never bothers me. But people, I say, are genuinely nice, and it's really amazing that they get excited, and they come up and say, well, can I get a picture? Can I take your picture? I said, take my picture. Why don't you get in a picture with me, and I can understand that.
That's great, and they love it,
yeah,
too.
It's been very even enlightening to me, because I don't comprehend it, but, you know, I'd love my picture with Arnold Palmer or Stan Musial or a bunch of people, but I'm not sure that I want it with every athlete in the country.
Hmm. Well, the other part of that, too, Mike, you've seen it, how much influence the things you do have on people, and it's not whether you like it or not. I mean, they're kind of watching, or Mike did this, Mike said that, and they see Tiger, and
absolutely,
you just become a role model,
absolutely,
whether you want to be or,
yeah,
not.
I mean, it can happen at various levels. Mike Ditka's an icon, there's no doubt, but Johnny, you're a good influence on people,
yep,
whether you know it or not. You do the same. My daughter Gracie, who's Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen Miss America, was sitting next to a man who's like 50 years old at a dinner on Saturday, and out of the blue, he says, Grace, you've helped my faith get stronger. She didn't know what to say. I mean, it's just like, wow. I mean, how do you know you have an impact on people? You live the best you can. You try and do positive things, and lo and behold, you have an impact. You don't even know it.
Yeah, and Steve, you do too. But, I mean, I think it's how you live your life. It's how you treat people. It's how you communicate with people. Those become the primary things. Do you respect people? I mean, and other people's opinion. I do. Now, I don't necessarily have to agree with it, and I don't in a lot of cases. But I respect their right to think what they want to think.
Right, and that's key. And it sure makes for a happier life.
Yeah, no question. Well, guys, it is enlightening and a pleasure to bring you to Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding communities on this snowy day. We'll catch up on Friday when we'll have a little meltdown and maybe play a little golf. But Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, as always, a great pleasure.
All right, guys. You take care. Love you both.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank
God
you, Mike.
God bless you.
God bless you. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. Hope you enjoy our segments. And they are online at ESPNCU.com. We podcast this.